Today's daf is Yevamos Kuf Tes Zayin. As we continue in this last week of the Masechta, in Perek Ha'isha Shalom, other sugyas related issues to Eidus Isha. So we're at the two dots on Kuf Tes Vav Mabez, and just one thought from yesterday, and that is the Mishnah was brought up in Meiser Sheni, that if I find containers with letters on them, I could assume, you know, what they are. Kuf is Karban, Tav is Truma, Dalet is Dimua, all of the related issues. Just because we haven't mentioned it in a while, it's just to mention the Dalet Dimua, to mention the thought of the Kol Aliyo, the Vilna Gaon, that he writes, that the Gemara tells us in Baba Basra and in Menachos, that there is a Machlokas Tanoim, who wrote the last eight Psukim of the Torah. Who wrote the last eight Psukim of the Torah? Was it Moshe Rabbeinu or was it Yoshua ben Nun? Each Shita is a Chiddush, right? On the one hand, you would say, one of the opinions is that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it. Because how can Moshe Rabbeinu not write part of the Torah? Obviously, Moshe wrote the entire Torah. It can't be that he didn't. But the problem is, how could he write that he died if he didn't die yet? It says it in past tense. Vayamas Sham Moshe Eved Hashem. But that's that sheet, then you gotta deal with that, that problem, as the Gemara does. The other opinion says, no, Yeshua ben Nun wrote it. Moshe Rabbeinu not write the entire Torah? Well, he couldn't, because it was after his death, so Yeshua wrote the last eight psukim. So too, Chazal tell us that the last pasuk or two in Sefer Yehoshua was not written by Yehoshua, because it says, Yeshua ben Nun died. So Elazar wrote it, and then Elazar died, so Pinchas wrote it. So the last couple of psukim of Yehoshua also, have a little controversy who was the author. But the Gemara tells us, that how do you answer the question that Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't have written it if he died, and he didn't die yet? It would have been a sheker, mechzi kashikras. So the Gemara says, don't worry, he wrote it bedema, which pashas means he wrote it in tears. Rashi says, me rov tsa'aro, right? He was in so much pain. Rashi Menachos Daf Lamed. So he wrote it in pain. So the question is, so how does that help? So he was crying when he wrote it. Then he was in pain that he didn't want to die, pashas. So how does that help the fact that it was Mechzi Kishikra? All different suggestions given how exactly we are supposed to understand the Gemara. But the Vilna Gaon says Wamshat, and the Sfas Emes in Menachos quotes this Pshat. He says, I heard it b'shem Chacham Echad. He doesn't quote the Gra. He says, I heard it b'shem Chacham Echad, the following Pshat, and that is, maybe Dema does not mean crying tears as the Pshat is, but maybe it means related to here, Meduma. What do you mean, meduma? Meduma means mixed up. Meduma means when you have truma that got mixed up at the chulin, and there was not enough chulin to be mevatelit. So it's meduma, it's mixed up. So what do you mean it was mixed up? So we know that the Ramban writes in his Akdama to the Torah that on a deeper level, all the Torah, the entire Torah spells out the name of Hashem. Kol HaTorah Kula Shmosof Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we put all the letters together and don't break it up into words, so then it spells out Shem Hashem. He says, just for an example, the first pasuk in the Torah could be read Barosh Yispara Elokim instead of Bereshis Bari. Just put the break in a different spot. So it all depends. But on a deeper Kabbalistic level, before the Torah was given, before the world was created, Istakel Baraisu Bara Alma, the Torah existed, one of the seven things that existed before the world was created. So it didn't say as we have it. It said it on a deeper level, all the letters were all together, and it spelled out the name of Hashem. That's why the Ramban says, if you're missing a letter or have an extra letter, if it does not change the meaning of the word, it affects the Torah. Because Kol HaTorah Kula is Shmosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So says the Vilna Gaon, when Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah from Hashem, up until the last eight psukim, he did not receive it in its pristine, untouched state. He received it already decoded. That's why it's spelled out. Bereshis, Bar Elokim, Es Hashemayim, Es Haaretz. It said that already. It didn't say it in its Shmosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu state. That was up until the last eight psukim. The last eight psukim, Hashem gave it to Moshe in a mixed up, non-decoded, uncoded. Right? It was not decoded. It didn't say Vayom Hashem Moshe Eved Hashem. It said all the letters together, and it could have been interpreted or broken up in different ways. So it was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu did write it, but he wrote it in its natural, pristine, pre-Bria form, and only after Moshe died, then Hashem interpreted it for Yoshua ben Nun, and Yoshua decoded it, and then it said, Vayamasha Moshe. So Meduma, Bedema, in the Gemara there, doesn't mean tears. It means, from the word medume, it means mixed up. And that's why Moshe wrote it b'medume, so it didn't say that solves the Masik Shikra problem. It didn't say Vayamasha Moshe, so it wasn't a lie. Again, that's the Gra in Kol Eliyo, and it's quoted by the Sfasem, as there in Menachos, Daf Lamed, in the name of Chacham Echad. So that's always when demai or medume comes up, that's about Dallas means demai we have, but demai is when you have you don't know if chumas and mices were taken off of, not the same thing as medume exactly, but it's also a something that you're not sure about it. Okay, again, I jumped. It's not exactly the same thing as demai, but I wanted to say that thought, so we shared it anyway. Okay, Vaiter, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Yitzchak Reish Galusa. So let's go back to the story, because something to say about it. So Yitzchak Reish Galusa, Bar Achse, de Rabibi, Have, Yitzchak Reish Galusa was the nephew of Rabibi. Have, Kazo, Mikortava, Laspamya. He was going from Kortava to Aspamya, Vishachev, and he died. Shalchu, Measam, Yitzchak Reish Galusa, Bar Achse, de Rabibi, Have, Kazo, Mikortava, Laspamya, Vishachev. This man was traveling, and he died. And therefore, we want to let his wife know that she could get remarried. And the shaila is, are we going to be choshesh for two people with this name? We mentioned just at the end of the shiur yesterday, the Tosas Rid, but other Rishonim also discuss it. Is this his last name, Reish Galusa? Or is it someone that who was the Reish Galusa? Reish Galusa was the head of the Galus. Right, so how are we supposed to understand this story, this name? So this is a big discussion in the Rishonim. The Rush in a Tshuva in Klal Nun Aleph says it can't be the real Reish Galusa, because that Reish Galusa was famous. He wouldn't have been traveling by himself, and there wouldn't be a suffix about whether he died or not. Everybody would know who it is. So the Rush assumes, as a Dabar Pashut, that it can't be the real Reish Galusa. But the question is, that's a really unusual last name then. Reish Galusa. So other Rishonim, Rav Yehuda Barceloni is quoted, that maybe it just means it was the head of the community. It was the head of the community. What does that mean? The official, like Reish Galusa, like we know, was in Bavel, but the head of the communities. And he suggests that this is the head of the community in Spain. Why? What do these words sound like? We went from Cordova. Sounds like Cordova. Right? We went from Cordova, La España. You went to some other place in Spain. He was the leader of the Gullus there, and Aspamya, in the Maoros Hadaf, it has a discussion of this. Aspamya is the Aramaic name for Spain, very similar to its Spanish name. The city Cordova mentioned is most likely Cordova, a province of the southern part of modern Spain, right, the Rambam's roots, right? So this is another suggestion that it wasn't really his last name, but it was a leader of their generation, a leader of their community, and that's what they called him, the Reish Galusa, even though it wasn't the official Reish Galusa. Again, that's the assumption. The assumption is that it wasn't the real one, because there was only one Reish Galusa at any given time, and there wouldn't be Choshesh for another one, so it must have just been the name of the person. So again, the question is, are we worried? Mi Chashinan Latrei Yitzchak Olo. So, Gemara quotes a Machlokas. Abaya Amar Chashinan, Rava Amar Lo Chashinan. Amar Abaya, Mino Amino La. How do I know that we are Choshesh for somebody with the same name, with two different names? Tahu Gita De Ishtakech Banaharda. There was a get that was found in Naharda. What happens? The woman, Rashi adds in, Ha'isha omedes v'tovasa lefaneinu. There was a get that was found. The woman is coming to us and says, can I please have my get? I lost it. It fell out. I want to get remarried. I need the get. It's a shtar raya that it was a kinyan, but now it's a raya that I can get remarried. So the get was found in our dad. Do we give it back to the woman? So v'kasiv b'tzad klonya masa. And in the get it says, at the side of klonya masa, right, in that city, ana. Andu Rilinoi Naharda. That's my name. Ano Naharda Patris Vitarchas Yasplonis Insi. Right, I'm divorcing my wife. So, that's what it says in the get. Vishalcha Avua de Shmuel Akame de Rabbi Yehuda Nesia. And Avua, the father of Shmuel, sent to Rabbi Yehuda Nesia. Vishalachle. He says, could I give this get back to the woman? Could I assume that this is kosher and there's no other person with this name? And Vishalachle and Avu de Shmuel sends, Rabbi Yehuda Nesia sends back to him, Tibadik Naharda Kula. No, you gotta check. Gotta check the entire Naharda to make sure there's nobody else with his name. So, and that's how you know. That's the story. You know that, we are Choshesh for two people with the same name. That's Abaya. Virava Amar. Rava says no. Im Isa, if it's true that you're worried, Yibadik Kala Olami Boyle. Really, you actually have to check the whole world. Why just Nardah? Maybe there was somebody else with that name who moved, who's traveling now. So it wouldn't even be enough. So Ein L'Davar Sof, says Rava, if you're really nervous. So really, you're not Choshesh. Aye, so why did Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya send back to Avuah de Shmuel that you should check at least Nardah? Elamishum kvodo d'Avuah de Shmuel hu d'shalach achi. It's just covet of Avuah de Shmuel. Meaning he sent him a question, even though the answer was somewhat obvious. He didn't want to send back, you know, come on, what kind of question is that? He wanted to give him covet. So that's why he said, oh, you know what, check the entire city. Right, this is a big Moser Haskel. Whenever a posi gets a question, you know, sometimes a posi gets a question, it's an obvious question. If you look in the art scroll Pirkei Avos, so he quotes a story from one of the Rebbes in the beginning of the commentary on the first Mishnah. He quotes that somebody once came to a rabbi in Erev Pesach. A woman's crying. She's like, what's the matter? She can't even get the words out. She says, what's the matter? She's like, I forgot to buy cinnamon. I have no cinnamon. Is it okay that I'm going to make the charoses without cinnamon? So the rabbi says, let me check. 1 minute. Takes out a Shulchan Aruch, starts looking in the Magen Avraham, and the Pischei Tshuva, Rabbi Kiva Eger, looking, looks back to the woman and says, it's okay this year, it's okay, you can have your charoset without cinnamon. Next year, they'll make sure to buy it beforehand. Make sure you have it ready. So the woman got her answer, but she knows the rabbi took her question seriously. Right? Not, oh, come on, what kind of question is that? Right, they quote from the Chazon Ish. Somebody wants to get to the Chazon Ish and said, I have a small question. He says, there's no such thing as a small question in Torah. If you're coming to ask, so then that means it's important for you. Right, if somebody wants any type of Shaila, right, a Rav has to know how to answer the Shaila without making the person feel bad that they're not going to come back and ask any more Shailas. So that's the message right here. That's the Moser Haskel. That Rava says that the Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya's answer was just given, L'Kavid Avuah D'Shmuel. Okay, so that's all Abaya. Abaya had his interpretation of the story, and Rava had his interpretation of the story. Right, this is the Machlokas Amoram about what happened earlier. So Amar Rava. So Rava says, Mino Aminola. So now, third to last line, how does Rava know his Shita that we are not worried? Right, that story isn't a proof, he just knocked out that story. But Rava says, how do I know that I'm not worried about two people with the same name? Mino Aminola, Dahanu Trei Shtari, Danafki B'Machuza. There were two Shtaras that were available. V'ksiv behu, and what does it say on those two shtaris? Those shtari chov, chavi bar nanoi, v'nanoi bar chavi. Right, it said people with the opposite names to collect. V'advu behu rava bar avua zuze. And rava bar avua was magvi. He allowed the collection of these shtaros. Aye, maybe there are other people with those names. There's a lot of very common names in those cities. So why did he allow it? It must be that we're not choshesh for people with the same names. Rashi and Tosfos both point out here that this story is a jump. The previous story was about a get, and we're comparing get to get. Here, this is about Dini Mamonis, right? So to say that Rava, the story that was allowed in Dini Mamonis to collect the money, for you to say that in Gittin, that's the big jump. Who says you would say that? So Rashi notes. Rashi just acknowledges the problem, but doesn't really explain it. Rashi in the last three lines, V'kivan de le'inyin mamona. Since regarding Dini Mamonis, afal gav de huchzeku lo chayshinan, even though there's a cheskas mamon, meaning, hamosim echaveir, lo varaya, lo chayshinan, we're not choshesh, and we're motzi mamon, based on the shtar, le'inyin isura, ki lo huchzeku mia lo chayshinan. Le'inyin isur, at least one notch down, lo huchzeku, at least we are not choshesh. Meaning in our case, we don't know anything about this husband and wife. It says here that this man divorced his wife. So we didn't know they were married beforehand. We didn't know they're divorced now. So there's no specifically a cheskas isha beforehand. So that's why we're not choshesh. And Tosfos, again, Tosfos also says the same thing. He asked it as a question, though. On the bottom, Tosfos. Hechi pashad rava meisura mimamona. Usually say, Yisur b'mamona, lo yafinan. Right? We don't compare different areas of halacha. And Tosfos also says like Rashi, if you trusted in Mamonis, you could trust it one notch down in Yisur v'heter, in Gittin. So that's both Rashi and Tosfos acknowledge that, but without really explaining it so much, just saying, yeah, we're allowed to trust it. So that's Rava's Raya. Rava says, you see here, that we are motzi from the Cheskas Mamon, even though there might be other people with those names. The Abaye, and Abaye says back, no. Usually you are worried. The problem is here, there's no issue that you could be worried for. L'may nechishla. What are you going to be worried for that you found these shtaris? Elinafila, are you worried that they fell down from another malve? Mizhar Zohir Bey, no, malves, lenders are very careful with their shtaris. They're not going to let it fall down. And therefore, we don't have to be worried about that, that it belongs to a different person. Elipikadon, are we worried that, oh, maybe somebody with the same name gave it to this malve to watch as a pikadon? So the Gemara says, no, kiva dishmei kishmei lo mafkid gabe. A person wouldn't give this shtar to somebody with the same name. It's too lifnei iver. It's too much of a yetzahara. I'm going to give a shtar to my friend with my name that says, you know, Shalom Rosner is owed $1 million. I wouldn't do that to somebody, a person with the same name. Because, you know, that's not an umdana. That's not something that we have to worry about. So what are you worried about, says Abaya? You're not worried about it fell down. You're not worried about that as a pikoto. So my amrit, what's the other worry? Dilma Masarle. We're worried that somebody with the same name just gave it over to him for collection? That's what we're nervous about. Not that he gave it as a pikadon. That would never happen. But we're worried about somebody with the same name who gave it to him so that he could collect with it. It says Reuven O Shimon, right? So Shimon gave it to a different Shimon. So Abaye says, so then fine. Then Shimon could use it. Osios Niknos Bimisira. Literally, letters are acquired with just giving it over. A big topic. So Rabbi says, so it would work. The new Shimon would be able to collect it. What does Osios Niknos Bimisira mean? Well, we know there are different ways of being kone different items. The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Kiddushin, the end of Seder Nashim, the Mishnah tells us on Daf Chavav that all different ways that karka could be nikne. Karka nechazim sheishlem achrayis nikne bekesef b'shar b'chazaka. Karka could be acquired through three ways: kesef b'shar and chazaka. Metalatlin is nikne b'mishicha. Something that is movable needs mashiach, and then we go through, the Gemara goes through, what about avadim, what about other ways of being kone, various items. The Gemara there quotes a machlokes, mem zayin amad beis, what about a shtar? I have a shtar that somebody owes me money, and I want to be makne it to you. I want you to be able to collect from the shtar. So how do I give it to you? I just give it to you? I just give you the shtar, and that's it? That's Rebbe Shita, osios niknos b'mesira. The letters, the shtar, could be nikne b'mesira, right? Can be acquired based on just giving it over. But the Rabbanan argued. The Rabbanan say, no, bein shekasav v'lo masar, bein shemasar v'lo kasav, lo kana ad she yichtov v'yimsar. It doesn't work until there's a new. You have to change the name in the shtar. You have to write a receipt, write something on it to make sure that people realize that this is a different person, right? Rashi there in Kiddushin says, "Bein shekasav lo shtar mechira alav v'lo masar lo shtar hachov." I wrote a separate shtar that I'm selling you this shtar chov. Bein shemasar lo shtar chov v'lo kasav lo shtar mechira. I just gave it to you. Lo kana, doesn't work. Doesn't work. You have to do something with this. Write a new shtar. Write an updated shtar. That's the Rabbanan Shita. But Rebbe holds Osios Niklas b'Mesira. So that's what Abaya says here. Abaya says, what are you worried about? That it was given over for him to collect? So, what is the problem? The shaila is, what is that Nekudas HaMachlokas about? Osios Niklas b'Mesira or Osios Lav Niklas b'Mesira? So, in Salvechik's Yartzeit Shiurim, all of the sugyas, there's a story about this, all of the sugyas are Arachayim type of halachas. Right, we just passed it. Right, a couple of days ago was the Ramosha Salvechik's Yartzeit, which was the night that Rav Salvechik gave the Yartzeit Shiur every year, Gimel Shvat. So, most of his topics are Arachayim, Kriya Shema, Kavanah Onik Shabbos, Yom Valayla, Kriya Satoris. So there's one, Osios Niklas b'Mesira. That's one of the non-Arachayim topics that he discussed. And he discusses this machlokas. What is the Nekudas HaMachlokas? Why can't I just give you over the shtar and you'll collect it? Doesn't have your name in it? But if your name is the same name as mine? Why can't that work? Because it's a lie? Because it says that Shimon lent money to Reuven and you're not the Shimon lent the money, so that'd be Marashach. So why should it work? So why should it work? It's a lie. So why should Rebbe hold Osios Niklas b'Mesira? So Reb Salvechik there develops the idea based on Reb Chaim, based on other Achronim, and that is the magical institution in Halacha called a shtar. A shtar. What does a shtar do? A shtar, all a shtar says is something about the past. A shtar says that Reuven lent Shimon money, or Shimon lent Reuven money on such and such a day. But when a person is holding the shtar, there's something called the Haggadahs Baal HaShtar. When a Baal HaShtar is holding the shtar talks. The shtar says, I am not paid up yet. How do we know if it's paid up yet? He says, Parati. How do we know that? Because the shtar, Tfisas Baal HaShtar, the shtar is holding the Baal HaShtar is holding it. So, that's the unique halacha of a shtar. The shtar screams out and says, I'm kosher, the edim are kosher, I'm not paid up. All these things we have no idea whether it's true or not. But that's the assumption. That's what we assume. Ki im bahagada shtar v'raya so. Shtar halomeyit tamid al hatofes, shehu bal hashtar. Umigufo shel hashtar mivatzbetzes v'oleh hochacha l'chol tainosav. Doesn't say anything about the kashrus of the shtar in the shtar, but that's the chiddush of the shtar, and there are many rayas that point in this direction. Again, we're not going through them. We discussed this a little bit on Daf Lamed Aleph when we spoke about the chiddush of a shtar in terms of mipiyam v'lumipiksavam back in. Way earlier in the third parak here of Maseches Yevamos, Laman Aleph from a base. So, says Rav Soloveitchik, the machlokes between them is whether this Chiddush HaTorah only applies to the person who actually accepted the das of the one that was Mischayev, the concretization of that das, I owe you, and I formalize it by putting it into a shtar. So, is that only by the person who it actually happened to, or is that transferable? The concretized Das HaMischayev, which is a shtar, could that be transferred to a new Baal HaShtar? The Rabbanan say, no way. This is a Chiddush HaTorah that if you gave me, you committed to me, and I'm holding the evidence that you committed to me, that's the Chiddush of shtar. You can transfer that? No. You have to write a new one. And the Rebbe says, no, that's the Chiddush. Osios Niknos B'Mesira. You're holding the shtar talks for you. Right, that's the Chiddush. Again, there's a lot more, but that's the lumbus of Osios Niknos B'Mesira. Okay, Tosfos also here discusses, in Dibur Maschil Osios, right, Ha'ina Niknos B'Chayshinin Demel Masol, Avatema, Maishtra Midvarim Shein Asuin L'Hashol Haskir. Right, a shtar is not usually something that's lent out, so if somebody's holding it, it obviously should work. Tosfos discusses maybe how was it transferred, Kinyan Agav. Okay, not for now. Let's continue, though, with another story. Relating again to, are we worried about different people with different, the same names? Hahu Gita, fourth line. Hahu Gita, the Shtakach Besura. There was a get that was found in Sura. Vikasiv Bey Hachi. And in it, it said as follows. Besura Masa, in Sura the city. Ana Anan Barchia Nahardah. I, Anan the Nahardian. I happen to be in Sura. But I was in Naharda. Patris Visarchis Plonis in C, right? He divorced his wife. Ubadku Rabbanan Misura Vanarda. The Rabbanan checked the entire area. Velohaya Anan Barchia Achrina Lubarme Anan Barchia Mechagra. Tahavi Banaharda. There was only one other person. They checked the entire area. They found one other person with the same name. Va'asu Sadi, and they had witnesses come. V'amar Tiahu Yoma Ki'ichtav Hu Gita Anan Barchia Mechagra Gabanavi. And they had witnesses that said basically a good Imanu Hayisem. Right, the other Anan was with us, so it was impossible that he was in the place where the get was written. So no worries. It must be the correct person is holding the shtar. There's only one other guy with that name, and he was Imanu Yisem. He was with us, so he couldn't have been the one that was in the city. So Amar Abaya, who said before, if you remember, that you have to be worried. He says Aflu Didi Da'amina Chayshinan Hachalo Chayshinan. Abaya says usually I'm nervous for another name, but here I'm not nervous. I'm not worried. Why? Ta'kam Risadi to Benarda Havi Ma Boy Besura. The witnesses said he was somewhere else, right? So we checked. There was only one, and we trust two witnesses. Right? So that's why, says Abaya, I'm not worried in this regard. Amar Rava. Rava says no. Just the opposite. Afle didi delo chayshinan, hacha chayshinan. I'm usually not worried, but here I am worried. Why? 3 days. Dilma begamla parcha azil. Maybe he came on flying camels. Maybe he took the nearest camel jet. And he got here very fast, and even if there were Aden, I'd say he was somewhere else, so maybe he got here somehow. Begam leparcha azil. Tosfos points out, some might be familiar, that in Maseches Makos, the Gemara says, we're not choshish for gam leparcha. right, in terms of Imanu HaYisim. The other place where Imanu HaYisim comes up, by Edom Zomerman. So Tosa says, in the first parak in Makos, on Daf Hei, right, the Gemara there talks about on Sunday and Monday he was here, he was there, and the Gemara there says, what's the Chiddush? You might think that you're Choshish for Gamla Parcha, Kamash Mulan, we're not. Right? So ask Tosfos, why over there are we not Choshish for Gamla Parcha? And here Abaya says, Rava says, we are Choshish for Gamla Parcha. So Tosfos has two answers here. Tosfos says, V'yamar Rabbeinu Tam, Dehacha, Kivan, Shemiskavin, Lekalkel, Eishas Chaveiro, Azal B'Gamla Parcha. Here there's a reason. There's a reason, since he, there's a reason that we might think that he came, that he's gonna be, right, it's gonna be messing up his friend's wife. Right? So, maybe we should have a higher standard. But there is the opposite. And number two, right, cause that'll appear like they're Ede Sheker. Number two, Rabbi Menachem Piresh, Tahasam im Isa, Tahazl, Bagam Laparcha, Hailahem Litonkain. They should have said something. Right? They should have said, Imanu HaYisim, no, we were there, that's true, but we came with the Gamla Parcha. The fact that they didn't say that, so we're not going to be towing it for them. Even though we usually have a concept of Ta'aninan. But we're not going to be choshish for them. But here, you know, there's nobody being towing that. So back to the Gemara. So Rava says, even if though I'm not usually choshish, but here I am, maybe, Gamla Parcha Azul, Inami Bikfitza. Maybe that's an even more unusual occurrence. What does Bikfitza mean? He jumped? Rashi. Al Yidei Shame. Right? He used Shame Hashem to jump, to get more from place to the other place. Oh, we're talking about the great Tanoim. Who used the Shame Hashem? Right? The beginning of the Acher story. The Dalet Shenichlusu Lepardes, the Mesechas Chagiga. So they went up to the Shemayim. How'd they go up to the Shemayim? Al Yidei Shame. Rashi and Tosfos was there. Right? So again, that's pretty unusual too. That someone would do that. That's the Sha'ar Mesiyana Balacha here. Points out, right? Just like Tosfos said, that's pretty unusual. Shem Zeracha here says, Tamu aksa, shenachshus al zeh. V'chiyal, chol adam yodea, l'shtamish ben v'lifso laget. Right? Everybody does that. So V'efshar says, the Shem Zeracha balacha, V'efshar, debizmanehem, hayu al koponim miyotamatsui. Shehayu yodim. You're right. Nowadays, maybe we won't have this shash. But in the days of the Tanoim, the days of the Amoraim, you know, they had certain powers. Right, come Rabba v'shafti the Reb Zera, and he did tchias amesim. Right in by the Purim Suda. Right, the Amorav did tchias amesim. Reb Elazar was able to bring baskols out from Shemayim and have water go upstream and uproot trees. Right, the Tanam and the Amorav, right, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that they built a golem using Sefer HaYitzira. So there were certain powers at that time. So at that time it was a Mira Matsui, 10%. But otherwise, obviously now, one doesn't have to be worried about using the Shem Hashem. But that's Rava. Rava says, even though I'm not usually Choshesh, maybe then I would be Choshesh, or now, either because of Gamla Parcha or Kvitza or Inami, maybe the most down-to-earth possibility, Mili Masar. Maybe he gave words, meaning what? Maybe the husband... Yesterday, he told the sofer, go to such and such a place with Edim and write my get there. So he doesn't have to, in Achinami, he wasn't there that day. But he wrote it, he gave it earlier. Kedamar lehu rav lesafri, v'chinamar lehu rav huna lesafri, they told sofrim, ki isnechu b'shili, ksuvu b'shili. When you get to Shili, write it in Shili, afa gav de mimstra in mili behini. Even though he was in Hini, or v'chi isnechu behini, ksuvu behini, afa gav de mimstra in mili b'shili. So the Baal, right, a huge topic in Maseches Gittin, doesn't have to be there. He gets Sivui HaBaal, he's allowed to tell them Mili. Right, we know there's a principle of Mili Lo Mimsarin L'Shliach. What does that mean? That means if I tell one Shliach to do something, he can't then tell another Shliach to do it. Right, the second stage of Shlichus, a Shliach can't make another Shliach just with Mili. That's the principle of Mili Lo Mimsari L'Shliach. But that doesn't mean that stage one. That's what shlichus always is. I tell somebody to do something. I tell them to be my shliach. Go buy something for me. Go write a get for me. Go write a shtar mechira for me. That's all. That's not stage one. It's no problem. Only stage two. So that's what happens here. Maybe Lemili were given over elsewhere, and that's why there's no raya that just because that day he was not here, that it didn't occur. My havi alayhu, the shum shami. So just getting back to where we got into this whole discussion from. Remember, what was the story with the sesame? Right, the guy who had come back and wanted a sesame. And the Shomer says, it's really my sesame. Rav Yemer Amar lo chashinan. Ravina Amar chashinan. We are worried. We are choshesh. Never, he does not have to give it back. V'hilchaz ha-chashinan. Why it is, we're choshesh. Remember, unless he gave some unusual amount, and that was exactly the amount, then we wouldn't say, you know, it's Isrami, it just occurred, but we would give it back to him. Okay, let's continue now back to the cases of the Mishnah. Ketata beino levena. If there is ketata between the husband and the wife, v'chulu, so then there is a reason for us to be nervous that she didn't really see him die because she's not really interested in this marriage. She wants out. And therefore, we would assume that she said bididami, and that is why we're not allowed to trust her. Says the Gemara, heichidami ketata beino levena. So what does it mean, ketata? You know, everybody gets into some arguments with their wives, right? So what does it mean, ketata? Yes, we all know the Rambam and Ilchus Ishus, that we have to be mechad, that based on the Gemara earlier. I guess, let's review that now for a minute, because, you know, we're about to talk about ketata beino levena. So let's review that for a second. Remember the Gemara we had back on Daf, in the sugyas of Abal Yevimto, right, that discuss Peruvu. So remember there, we discussed on the bottom of Samach Beis Amid Beis, that a person has to treat his wife differently than everybody else in the world. Tanur Rabbanan, Ha'oeves Ishto Kegufo, V'amachabda Yoser Migufo. Right, those two. You gotta love your wife like you love yourself. You have to mechabit her more. Right, because you can't love somebody more than you love yourself. That's impossible. Even loving somebody like you love yourself is basically impossible. That's the Ramban in Parashat Kedoshim. He says, Guzma. It's a Guzma. What do you mean? You love you? How could I like somebody more than I like myself? It's impossible. So, at least, it's do your best, the Ramban says. But that's what the Gemara here says. Oivis Ishma Kugufo, Umachab the Yosem Migufo. But, and the Ramban, the end of Perek Tesvav, says, you know, it works in both directions. Each spouse in the relationship has to view the other one as a king, as a queen, and do whatever they can for the other person. But it happens sometimes there's ketata. So what is the ketata, right, that is discussed in the Mishnah that we're nervous about? So heichidami ketata bein olaveina. Back to our Gemara. So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Rav Yehuda, Talmud of Rav, when Rav died, he went to become a Talmud of Shmuel. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Bo'omeres the Baila Garsheni. If it's reached the level that the woman says to her husband, divorce me, so, and you already know that's the level of ketata that we're talking about in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, a pretty unusual question, Kulunami Amruhachi. We all say this. What does that mean? Rashi has in two words. Not every day. Bishas Kasan. Right? When people get angry. What do you mean? So, Ella, okay, says the Gemara, Ba'omeris Labaila Gershatani. Where she says to her husband, you have already divorced me. Past tense. Meaning she has kavanah to asa herself on her husband. Right? So that level of ketata, that's already, in the category discussed in the Mishnah that we would not believe her. We would assume bididami. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. She says you already divorced me. So what's the issue? V'lehemnek midirav amnuna. So she should be believed. Like Rav Amnuna says, "Damar Rav Amnuna, ha'isha shamar la'bayla gerash tani ne'emenes chazaka ein isha me'iza paneh b'fnei bayla." So she said it. So there's nothing else to talk about. Rav Amnuna says we would believe her if she says that. We don't assume that a woman would be so brazen in front of her husband to say, "I have been you divorced me." If that divorce did not occur. The Rashba here says, it's clear from our Gemara, right? There's a discussion elsewhere, but it's clear from our Gemara that according to Rav Hamnuna, when he says ne'emenes, it's not only ne'emenes to asser herself on her husband. It sounds pretty clearly that she's ne'emenes to be able to get remarried. Because it sounds like the Gemara is saying, so what do we need to do anything else? Just believe her. Sounds like from Rav Hamnuna, says the Gemara, the Rashba, me'ach ikalame, Dr. Rav Hamnuna, afilu lahatira li nasi lechachila ka'amar. Right, even to get married to Chachila. That's what it sounds like. But other Gemaras aren't so clear, but it sounds like that way from our Gemara. So why don't we believe her? Ask the Gemara. Right? At first, there's Chazaka. Answer, Ba'omeres geresh tani bifnei ploni uploni. No, she says, I was divorced between so-and-so. They were the Edim. Visha'ilne, and we go ask those Edim, Ba'amru lo hayu dvar me'olam. And they said it never happened. So if the Edim say never happened, that undermines Rav Hamnuna. But it at least... it is ketata. It is ketata. Even the Rama writes in Evan Ezer in Simon Yud Zayin that this might not apply bizman hazeh. This whole halacha of ein adam meiza. If you look in the beginning of Simon Yud Zayin, remember Simon Yud Zayin is the simon all about these halachos. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Eishes ish apasha yada vekibla kiddusha b'fnei baila. Number one, what if a woman gets remarried in front of her husband? She accepts kiddusha from somebody else. They're married. and all of a sudden she goes and accepts kedusha from someone else. Harezu mikudeshes l'sheni. Whoa. Why? Because of this idea of Rav Hamnuna. This is basically saying, you divorced me. Ha'isha shamar l'bailo b'fanav. Gerashtani ne'emenes. Chazaka ein isha me'iza paneha b'fnei baila. This Rav Hamnuna is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Yuzayin, Sif Beis. Then the Ramah adds, the Yesh Omrim. He quotes two dayas, whether this is true or not, but then he quotes the Yesh Omrim Od. De bizman hazeh. Dinefishi chutzpa upritzusa eino ne'amenes el lachumra de isra chazaka de ina me'iza. Everybody lies in front of everybody else these days. Nobody has any kind of proper busha, let's call it, and people have chutzpah, and therefore halachic chutzpah, not stam chutzpah. People might have regular chutzpah too, but people have halachic chutzpah. Therefore, the chazakas of ein adam me'iz panav wouldn't apply anymore, and therefore we would not allow a woman to get remarried based on it. The chazakas b'chokeh says maybe b'di'evet, if she did get married, we would allow her, but this whole chazaka, even though it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah says might not apply bizman hazeh. Okay, so that's the case discussed. It's a case where she says, you have divorced me, but there are witnesses that say she was not divorced. So, now the Gemara says, so my time is diktata. So why is it? Why do we not believe her in this circumstance? So by a case of war, so we said before, she's going to run away because she's nervous for her own life, before she actually sees her husband dead, and that's why we don't believe her. So why by diktata? So machlokas, Rav Chanina Amar Mishum Dimishakra, she's going to lie. She's going to lie b'mezid. She hates her husband, and therefore she's going to make up a story, and she's going to cause problems. She's going to assert herself, right, b'mezid. Rav Simi bar Ashi amar mishum da amra b'didami. No, it's similar. Because she doesn't have any strong feelings for her husband, she's not going to be so medakdekes, trying to see what happened. Right? If she loved her husband, she would be very, very careful to know what's going on. But because, meaning, second day is shogeg. Right, machlokes, whether it's mezid or shogeg. Maybe nayu, what's the nafgamina between these two days of the svaris for ketata? Ike beinayu de argil hu ketata. What if he started the fights? What if he started the fights? Meaning, so she doesn't have such strong feelings against him. Right, he was the one that started the ketata. So then, if you say it's a mezid issue, so then it's a mezid issue. So we're not worried because she doesn't hate him. So then, we would be able to trust her, because she doesn't hate him. But if it's an issue of bididami, see here too. She's not totally connected in love with him anymore. She knows his feelings for him, so we still would be worried about bididami. The Ritva, the other Rishonim quote, there's another nafkamina that you might say. The Ritva quotes, the Rashba says, what about if she says, he died and I buried him? Mesva kavartiv. So what about that case? So if it's a case of she hates him, if that's the reason, so she hates him, she'll make up a story. So she shouldn't be believed. But if it's bididami, so then she's not going to, oh, I might have buried him. I'm not sure if I buried him. So she should be believed. So that's what the Rashba asks. Tamili, amaylo amar meis v'kavartiv. Right? Why don't we say that nafgamina? V'kiva de lo ipsika, or even Sate. He says he doesn't know why this is not quoted. So meaning, Mustami says it is an afkamina. Actually, the Me'iri says it's not an afkamina. Why? Because even the shogeg one, even if she says the dummy, she might say this in order to have people believe her. Because if she just said, he died, then maybe they would think, oh, you're not sure. But if she says, I buried him, so then, even though she's only a shogeg, she still might say that to be able to be believed. So that's why the Me'iri says maybe it's not an afkamina. But the Ritva and the Rashba both say here that they think this is an afkamina. And the Rashba just ends up by saying, V'kivet al-ipsika hilchasak b'gemara kaman, and since because the halacha, the gemara doesn't paskin, natina l'chumra ul'olam lo mehemna. She's never believed in the cases of ketata. And v'nimsa, the Rashba ends off, shlosha chiluka b'davar. So let me summarize what we've had the past blot and a half. Three cases l'maisa. Milchama ba'olam. If there is war in the world, mace stam ein ne'emenes. If there's milchama and she says he died, she's not believed. Mace al mitaso ne'emenes. If there's war in the world, but she says that he died in his bed, believed, the koshkin mace v'kavartiv. And also, war, and she says I buried him, that's also believed. Number one, bira'avon, hunger, starvation, mace al mitaso ein ne'emenes. Mesva kavar tivne emenes. Even starvation, if he died in bed, she is believed. Ktata beino leveino, afilo mesva kavar tivne emenes. Right? Because we're like both opinions. Again, the Miri says she's not believed according to either opinion. But the Rashba says, even if it's an afkamina, she would never be believed by ktata. Meaning ktata would be worse than, let's say, cases of milchama. Okay, also 2 days, you look in the Shulchan Giborim here in the back, 2 days if a person was Meimir Daito, if the husband, Rachman al-Aslan, became a Mumar, is that considered Ktata? And she would be believed or not believed there. That's a discussion in the Ramah Paschkin's Lechumra, also in Simon Yud Zayin. Okay, weiter. Ibailu. So, each time we've discussed an Isha in a certain situation, so now we discuss what about an Eid Echad? We discuss an Isha b'Mochama, then Eid Echad b'Mochama. Now, we discuss an Isha b'Ktata, what about an Eid Echad b'Ktata? One Eid comes, and we know the husband and wife had marriage issues, Ktata, and he says the husband died. Mahu. So my time at Eid Echad mehem and Mishub de Bilsa David Yilaglu Yelo Meshaker, is it because that something that will become revealed, he won't lie about. Hachanami lo mashaker, so you should be believed, O Dilma, or time of date echad mehemem, mishum dehi daiko mincevah. Vahachak, even this, like tata lo daiko mincevah. Right, so the Gemara does not answer. Teku, a question that we'll have to ask, put it on the list for Eliyahu Anavi, that we'll have to ask on this question about eight echad big tata. Keep in mind the Chafetz Chaim, who says, the Gemara, whenever it says Teku, it says Tishvi Yitaretz, Kushios Vabayos. It does not say that Tishbi is going to tell us what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So we have to make sure we know everything that's clear. He's only going to tell us the Sveikos, right? As it's Kutchim and Taurus. It's not like he's going to tell us the ABCs of Kutchim and Taurus. That's what we have to know. We have to know all of Kalatar Kula ourselves. And the questions that we have at the end, you know, that's what he'll tell us. So we have to try to do as much as we can ourselves. So every phrase, every word in that phrase, you know, we've spoken about Tishbi and not Moshe, and now it's about Kushios Vabayos. I gotta talk about Yatarites also. Gotta figure out what the diak is there. Okay, weiter. Rabbi Yehuda Omer La'olam Eina V'chulu. Rabbi Yehuda, if you remember, said in the Mishnah, she is not believed unless she comes with ripped clothing, and she's mourning, and she's crying. That's the only time she's believed. Tanya, Amru Lo Rabbi Yehuda, Lidvarecha. They said, Rabbi Yehuda, come on, according to your words, Pikachas Tinase, Shote Lo Tinase. Only a Pikacha should be able to get remarried, not a Shote. Why? Says the Mi'iri, a Shote always is walking around with ripped clothing. Right? So it's not going to be her. So according to you, that's not going to be a Raya for her, so she'll never be able to get remarried, because you need this Raya, this positive Raya, and this will never be a positive Raya for the Shote. That's the Mi'iri. If you look, you see on the side, it says, look in the Tosfos Yontif. So it says that on the side, we got to look in the Tosfos Yontif. Tosfos Yontif has a little different shot. He says, no, the Pikachas will know your Shita, and then she'll know how to fake it. And so she'll put on the tattered clothing and start crying. And a Shota won't realize that, so maybe the Shota won't come and do it, even though it's true. So it's a problem, says the Tosfos Yontif or the Meiri, either way. So Ella, the Rabbanan say back to him, Achazu v'achazu tinase, even without the tattered clothing, she should get remarried. Hahide Asya lebeidina de Rabbi Yehuda. There was a woman who came in front of Rabbi Yehuda's Bezdin. Amri Imri La. So they said to this woman, maybe Rabbi Yehuda was like in the back. He was about to come out. And this woman comes and says, you know, my husband died. They tell her, quickly, Sifti Balech, start being maspid. Kiri Manik, tear your clothing. Sisri Maziech, you know, dishevel your hair. So, Afua Shikra, says the Gemara, what are they telling her to lie? They're telling her to make up a story? The Gemara says, no, Inuk Rabbanan Sfir Lahu. They held like the Rabbanan. I mean, they held that you believe her, period. You don't need that. But Rabbi Yehuda was the Dayanir. So, Amri Tevet Hachi Kiecha Delishrei. They said, do this, and then even he will matter you, because he is the Mara Da'asra. Says the Aruch Laner here, right? You let it do this? You let it do this if the rabbi of the town doesn't hold this way. So you're going to set him up? Says the Aruch Laner. Mizeh Nira, Shemutter Ligrom Lechacham, Sheyit'eh V'yatir, Dover Sheladaito Asur, Im Hagorim Sfir Le'demutter. Right, if the person holds that it's mutter, then I could set up the rabbi and make him say it's mutter too, even though l'shita so, he doesn't hold this mutter, but I hold this mutter. So I can give the psak too, but if he's the rabbi, so that is why you're allowed to do that. This is a major topic. We discussed it at length back in Maseches Sukkah. Back in Maseches Sukkah Daf Yud. There's a story there of a machlokes about a certain type of sukkah, and putting a bundle on it, and two rabbis invite the other two rabbis into their sukkah, even though they know those two rabbis hold that it's pasul. and invited them in, and they started feeding them. And then all of a sudden they say, don't you hold this pasul? Look, you're eating. And they look up, they're like, oh, we're holchei drachim. But it sounds like they set them up. So the Ritva says there, if you hold something as mutter, are you allowed to feed it? Let's say you hold of a certain hechsher, and you hold the hechsher as mutter. Are you allowed to feed it to someone who you know doesn't? Let's say a person is makpid on, not makpid on chol of Yisrael, and somebody else is makpid on chol of Yisrael. Could you say, well, I hold this mutter, so I can give it? You know, he thinks he doesn't hold of it. So this is a big, big discussion, but this is one of the Gemaras. This is one of the Gemaras that goes on the list. Sukkah Daf Yud, Yevamos Kufta Zayin. Okay, says the Mishnah. Beis Hillel Omrim. Lo Shamanu Beis Hillel says, we haven't heard. Meaning, we only believe a woman that makes Baila in a very limited context. Ella Beba'a Minah Katsir Uba'osa Medinu Kamaisa Shahaya. There was one story that we believed her, so we limited to exactly like that story. Only coming in from the harvest, in the same country, and like the story that took place. Amru lehem Beishamai says, Achaz habam in a katzir, v'achaz habam in a zesim, v'achaz habam in a batzir, v'achaz habam. Doesn't matter if you're coming in from olives, or wheat, or grapes, v'achaz habam in medina la medina, or a different country, lo divra chachamim b'katzir ala behove. They said, it's just, that's what's common. Chazru Beis Hillel Lahoras ke Beis Hamai. Right, so why isn't this on the list of the coolers of Beis Hamai? Because Beis Hillel came around and agreed with Beis Hamai. Tanya, expanding. Amru lehem Beis Hamai la Beis Hillel, l'divreichem, according to you, it's so limited. Ein li elatzir chitin, the story, which we'll talk about soon, was only about wheat. Katsir sa'ori minayin, how do you know it applies to barley? V'ein li elakotzer, it only applies to harvesting wheat. Boatser, mosek, goder, oder. These are all harvesting different types of fruit. Right, mosek is olives, goder is dates, oder is figs. Minayin, ela, maisa shaya bakatzer, v'hu adin lakulu. Beis Hamai says it's lavdafka. Hachanami, maisa shaya bosa medina, v'hu adin lakulu. And applies to other countries as well. Beis Hillel says, no, there's a big difference. Ba'osa medina deshrichi inshi mirtas. If it's in the same country, so she is mirtas, that her husband is going to walk in, and therefore she should be believed. Mi medina la medina acheres lo shrichi inshi lo mirtas. People don't come by, so she's not nervous. Beis Hamai hakanami shrichi sheirasa. People travel. So Beis Hamai says that you can expand the heter. My Maisa Shahayat. What was the story? Dom Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Shil fixir chitim hayu. It was the end of the season. V'halchva asar b'nei adam l'ksar chitim. 10 people went to cut the wheat. Nashchu nachash la'echan mehen v'meis. One of them, Rachman al-Islam, got bitten by a snake and died. Ubas ishto v'odiyah l'bezdin. The woman came and told the bezdin, my husband died. V'shalchu umatsu b'kidvareha. They sent out, they researched, and she was right. They realized, they found out that he died. Ba'osa sha'amras, they said, oh, I guess a woman should be believed. They said the law, ha'isha sha'amra meiz ba'ali tinase, meiz ba'ali tisyabe. So they made that rule. Period. Says the Gemara, gives an important comment, but let's just continue. Neima Rabbi Chananya ben Akiva, v'rabbanan b'plukit de b'shama b'silkim b'flugi. Let's say there's a parallel machlokas. The Tanya, the Tosefta says, parallel machlokes. There was a gzeirat rabbanon that you're not allowed to bring the waters for the paraduma in a boat. Not allowed to bring it in a boat. Well, yisad mechatas ve'efer chatas or the ashes ve'aviram biyardain. You can't bring it over the Jordan u'besfina on a boat. Ve'lo yamod b'tzazev ve'yizrok l'tzadacher. You can't throw it from one side of the water over to the other side. Ve'lo yishitim al pneamayim. You can't float it on the water. Ve'lo yarkivim lo agave behemo ve'lo agave chavero. You can't bring it on an animal. You can't bring it on your friend. You got to be walking 2 feet on the ground. Elim keno yuraglam nogos b'karka. Aval ma'avir malageser. You could go on a bridge. Because that's called karka. Echad yardein ve'echad shar naharos. So that Tanakama holds. This is wide, all-encompassing zera. Rabbi Chananya ben Akiva omer lo amru no only ela yardein ubisfinu kamaisa shahaya. Very limited. Only applies to a boat, the yardein, like the story occurred. But there was a story, as we'll see soon about it. So again, do you limit something to the story itself or not? Lema Rabbanan Dami Kebe Shammai, Rabbi Chananya ben Akiva, Dami Kebe Zillel. Shall we say it's a parallel machlokas? So Ami Lecha Rabbanan, the Gemara says no. Ami Lecha Rabbanan, not Dami Nan Afilu Kebe Zillel. We could say even like Beis Hillel. Why? Arka lo kamar Beis Hillel Hasam. Why does Beis Hillel limit it? At least originally there. Elamishum de Mirtas, b'makam karav Mirtas, b'makam rachag lo Mirsas. Beis Hillel limits it because there's a svara to limit it. She's nervous if it's in the same country. Hacha, but here, why should you limit it? Mali yardin, mali sharnaharas. Right, the reason, the story has nothing to do with being in the same, in the same country or the specific river. Rabbi Hananiah ben Akakiva Amalacha also. Anata Arme Vila Beishamai. Akalakam Beishamai Hasa. Why does Beishamai expand it there? Elamishum Dihi Daiku Mintsava. She does a lot of checking. Mali Makam Kara Mali Makam Rachok. She's going to check it out carefully. Hacha Misha Maisa Shahaya. Beyardenu Besvina. The Havi Maisa Gazer Abanan. Beshar Naharas. The Lavi Maisa Lo Gazer Abanan. Right? They weren't Gozer in the other places. So, there is no machlokas, each one could all like the other one. My Maisa Shahaya, what was this other story? Dam Rav Yehuda Marav, Maisa Ba'adam, Sheyamavir Mechadas Eivir Chatas Beyardinu Besfina. There was a person bringing the ashes and the water of the Paraduma in a boat, and Venimsa Kazayas Ben Ameis Tachuba Karkos Shal Sfina, and there was a piece of a mace that was stuck in the belly of the boat, and therefore it was Metame. Right? Major problems. There's not too many Paradumas out there. Right? So this was a terrible story. So both Asha Amru lo Yisada Mechatas Vevechatas Viavir Biyardin Ubisfina. That was the story. Just one final point, and that is the Maharik. The Maharik discusses in a tshuva, it says, after the story, they started trusting and they made this din. What, beforehand they didn't trust the woman? What was the din daraisa? Tamua ma'ra'u chachamim lahatir kol isha machmas ma'isa zeh. V'chi mishum she'matzu she'isha mesuyemes amra emes nachzik gamkein es kol anashim ba'olam. What does one woman have to do with the whole world? The Ma'arik explains, she'kodem ma'isa shahaya lo ratzu chachamim lismoch ala chazaka she'isha midayekes v'nitzeis mechshash l'anashim she'mishakros. Originally, the Rabbana knew that maybe a woman should be believed, but they weren't sure if that was a strong, hardcore Daiko Mintsava, if that was a strong enough factor. They didn't know if that was going to be strong enough, because maybe people would lie. Ella Chachamim Ha'erichu, Shemachin Meis Baila, Tucha Broch Pamim Lochiach Be'edim Kitvareha. But they said, you know what, we're not going to trust her, and most of the time we'll be able to figure it out with other Edim. Avala Achar, Maisa Shahaya, but after this, Maisa Shahaya, there were 10 people that went with her, and many people were there, and it was Makam Karov, and still she was the only evidence. So Rabbanan said, and she told the truth, it seems like. So Rabbanan said, you know what, we need this. We have to trust her. Because there are going to be situations where there's not going to be any other evidence. And therefore, that's why after the Maisa Shahaya, they realized there's a case where she was Ne'emenes, and there was no other evidence. That's why they started allowing her. That's the Maharik in the Tshuva in Siman Ayin Beis. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but Hashem will continue with the last couple of dafim here in the coming days.